Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, aka the talk of the town. Now, I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack, and today is Thursday, June 22nd, 2023, and this is the return of the Slack is Talk podcast. This is the beginning of the second half of season number 5 here on the talk of the town now. I miss y'all, and I want to say, we got a lot to talk about, so without a doubt, let's get it in. And welcome back to an epic edition of the Talk of the Town Now. Second half, season number 5. We here, baby. We here. Man, it is good to be back. I miss y'all. It's hard being away. You know what I'm saying? It was just 4 weeks. It was just a month, man. But it felt like a lifetime, man, you know? I love this, man. You know, this is what I live for, man, being able to chop it up with y'all. I haven't had that in a while. You know what I'm saying? A lot has been happening. We need to get caught up. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need to get back into the flow of things. As always, man, shout out to my day ones that's still with me to this day. Shout out to the new people that's just joining for the first time live, man. Shout out to those people, too. I love it. Y'all know what it is, man. Same thing. Even though, you know, we just coming back, it's the same thing, man. You know what it is. Y'all could have been anywhere in the world right now, but y'all here with me. I appreciate that. Especially on a day like today, man, where we got the NBA draft going on. You know what I'm saying? San Antonio Spurs pick number 1. You know what I'm saying? This is a deep draft, too. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to those people that, you know, those NBA fans that's watching the draft and listening to the Slackers talk at the same time, man. I love it. Man, I hope it's been 4 weeks, man. I hope everybody has been safe. I hope everybody has been enjoying themselves. You know, we in June. We in the middle of June right now. As y'all know, you know, the thing I'm most proud of, my Vision for Kids organization. And this is one of my favorite, you know, times of the year. Probably my favorite, you know, probably is the favorite time of the year for me. Because it's graduation season, man. Everybody is graduating. And it's a wonderful thing, man. Whether it's high school, whether it's college, middle school, kindergarten, preschool, whatever. If you graduating, it's an honor, man. It's a blessing. That's what this is about. This is why I do what I do, man, for the kids, man. You know, each and every day, each and every episode. You know what I'm saying? The kids of the future. Shout out to my man, Zion, man. You know, up in New York. You know what I'm saying? Who just graduated high school. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to check him out, man, on Instagram, man. He had the big boy truck. You know what I'm saying? My man had the tux, the pink going on. You know what I'm saying? Dipset vibes. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? That's what it's about, man. You know what I mean? Education, man. You know, going to the next level. This is it. And, man, you know, it's just, it's so much, you know, to talk about, man. You know, while I was away, you know, on the 4 week hiatus, you know what I'm saying? Or hiatus, you know what I'm saying? As you know, a fancy word, but as we were away from each other for 4 weeks, man, I had the privilege of, you know, attending a lot of graduations, you know, and if I wasn't able to go, I was able to, you know, to see it on social media and things like that. You know, I was able to go to my godson DJ. He had a graduation. I'm proud of him. You know what I'm saying? He graduated middle school. He's going to middle school, excuse me. You know, he's going to the next level. It's like a wonderful thing to see you know, to know and see somebody from day one, you know, this be on the come up, you know what I'm saying? I got to go to his graduation, you know, my son graduated high school, you know what I mean? Shout out to Jason, you know what I'm saying? That was a wonderful feeling. That was just a wonderful thing, man. One of the highlights of my life, man. And we're going to get more into that. You know what I'm saying? Like, matter of fact, like, I got a story behind that, you know, behind his graduation that I'd like to share with y'all on this episode. It's a positive vibe. It's a positive message. We got a lot to talk about this season, this continuing season, rather. And I want to start off on that note. But, man, you know, I got so much content for y'all. It's ridiculous, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, believe me, even though we were away for all those weeks, I got it. We ain't missing nothing. You know what I'm saying? We not missing a damn thing. I promise you that. Here on the Slackers Talk, I got it all covered. You know what I'm saying? I got it all covered, man. I'm talking about, man, I give you a heads up. I'm talking about the rapper Eve. My man Zion Williamson for Duke. We going in this season, man. But yeah, you know, shout out to everybody graduated. I don't want to miss anything. You know, it's our first episode in the month of June. So I want to give a shout out to our June birthdays on the Vision for Kids. Happy birthday to my daughter Aaliyah, who celebrated her birthday on June 4th. We had a party, a gathering, you know what I'm saying? It was different. She actually had a breakfast party at night. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, you know, either I'm getting old or, man, you know, times are just changing, man. You know, a teenager, you know, actually picked that event. You know, I got to say, like, I enjoyed it. You know, stuff like that I enjoy. You know, I would never come up with that idea. I would have never came up with that idea. And some of the things that we do as older parents, you might think it's crazy. But if you try it, man, you might actually, like, enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? And I enjoyed that. You know, that was different. Happy birthday to her. Also, congratulations, man. She made the dean list, you know, again. She picked up another scholarship. You know, we're going to get into that, you know, this season further down the line. I mean, any scholarship is big. You know, her getting a scholarship is like me getting a scholarship. You know what I'm saying? Because that saves me money. That's like an accomplishment for me. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, shout out to her. Congratulations. I'm super proud. This one of the best students, you know, I've ever come to know. I wish I was half of that when I was going to school. You know what I mean? But proud of her. Happy birthday to Tanasia, who celebrated her birthday on June 8th. Congratulations to her also. She's expecting, you know, her first child. Another one that I'm super proud of. She's one of our alumni on the Vision for Kids. You know, she's in the 20s now. She's a grown woman. That's right, man, in her 20s. We celebrate those too. If you ever was a Vision for Kids member, you a Vision for Kids member for life. You know what I'm saying? We celebrate those too, you know what I mean? It's just been a joy, man, watching her, you know, become the woman that she has become. You know, I can't wait to see, you know, where life brings her next. I can't wait to meet, you know, I'm speaking into existence, her son, who's going to be on my Dream Elite basketball team in the near future. You know what I'm saying? Like, go ahead and tell him he got 5 years. So as soon as he gets here, let him know he already has a basketball offer coming his way. You know what I mean? Be on the lookout for that. I want to say happy birthday to my man Zion, who just graduated, who I just mentioned earlier. You know what I'm saying? He celebrated his birthday on June 12th. Man, you know, like, just look how God worked, man. Everybody that I mentioned in the Vision for Kids, you know, they had birthdays and they had something special going on with it the same month. You know what I'm saying? This is a blessing, man. It's nothing but God. I want to give a happy birthday to my man Tyler Singley, you know what I'm saying, who's in Florence. You know what I mean? Like, another kid that's going to be an athlete. He's going to play on my basketball team. I can't wait to get that together. You know, he celebrated his birthday just a couple of days ago on the 19th, you know? And speaking of the 19th, man, you know, I'm glad that, you know, Juneteenth is now celebrated, man. We deserve that. You know what I'm saying? We deserve that. It's been a long time coming. You know, it's been a long time coming, man. So happy Juneteenth to all my listeners out there. Like, for real. You know what I mean? You know how I feel about Black history. You know how I feel about our people that put in for the culture. Our people that made me who I am, made us who I am, and gave us all the possibilities that we have in front of us. All the possibilities and all the opportunities that we have. You know what I'm saying? It's for them. So, you know, happy Juneteenth. Happy related Juneteenth to everybody out there. For real. And last but not least on the birthdays, we doubling up again. Happy birthday to my man DJ, who I also mentioned earlier. You know, I got a chance to go to his graduation. He'll be celebrating his birthday on the 30th. All my people, man, doubling up on the June birthdays this month, man. Wonderful, wonderful. You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful thing. Shout out to all of them. Now, you know, before we get into our first episode in the month of June, you know, our first episode in 4 weeks, on a sad note, you know, rest in peace to the legend, the icon, Tina Turner. You know, she passed away, you know, a couple of weeks back while we was on our break. And I just want to say, man, you know, beautiful person, all around talent, you know, one of the, and I'm going to say, you know, before I even get into like one of the greatest, man, you know, I want to put an emphasis on this, man. Like, you talking about like a real singer, you know what I mean? Like somebody with a real voice. I'm talking about like somebody that could like hold the note. And just give you that, it's not even a word to describe it. I'm talking about, you know, the type of voice that she don't need nothing to fine tune it. You know, she don't need any kind of software to make her sound, you know, make her voice sound a certain type of way. I'm talking about like a real voice, man, a real singing voice. A person that can sing a cappella. It's not too many of those, man. You know what I mean? It's not too many. Like, you can send her out there without any beat, and you can hear her. It's not many people that could do that. It's a lot of singers that depend on the beat, you know, in order for them to sound good. I wanted to make sure that, you know, I gave her a shout out on this episode. You know, she's, like, before my time, but I definitely, absolutely knew about her. You know, she's been through a lot in her life. You know, a lot of us younger people, you know her from the movie What's Love Got to Do with It. That's a classic. You know what I'm saying? I gave y'all, you know, for my Slackers Talk Classic Films of the Week, I gave y'all that a couple of weeks back. You know what I'm saying? If y'all still continue following, you know, that's up to date. That ain't been going nowhere. You know, that was a good movie. And you can see, like, what she went through. You can see what she had to put up with. You know what I'm saying? Like, people not believing her, and, you know, her being taken advantage of, you know, things of that nature. And she was able to overcome that, you know, and she still lived through it. It takes a real strong woman to be able to do that. So, you know, I wanted to make sure I did give her a shout out. I did honor her on the show. A legend. Who I feel like is not talked about enough. You know, rest in peace to Tina Turner. We love you. Now, you know, I want to jump in to our first episode of June, man. You know, the second half of season number 5. And I'm going to cover, you know, I'm going to cover the, you know, the Slackers Talk question of the weeks that, you know, that's been going on since we've been gone. I'm going to get into that. If not this week, you know, next week, you know, maybe I'll put it into, you know, a mailbag question or something like that. I'll cover that then. You know, we ain't do one of those in a while. I'm bringing that back. You know what I'm saying? Another heads up. We haven't did a mailbag in a minute. It's been a minute. You know, we do. We do for one. But on this episode, man, I wanted to come back on a positive vibe. You know what I'm saying? A positive story. You know what I mean? Something uplifting. You know what I mean? And today's episode is about believing in yourself, man. Like, believing in yourself. Don't jump the gun. Don't let nobody influence you. Don't worry about what people think. You know what I'm saying? You know what you could do, and you got everything under control. And this episode was brought to you by my son's graduation. It's inspired by my son's graduation, you know? And I'm going to start off from the beginning. You know, the very, very beginning. Now, you know, if you're a parent, right, and you have, you know, multiple kids, you know, I say it 1,000 times. There are no two people alike. You know what I'm saying? There's twins, that's different. I don't care if, you know, you're related. I don't care if you hang around each other every day. You know, you could be twins, whatever. There's going to be something different about you from another person, from any other person. It could be the basketball team that you like, the type of sports that you play, school you go to, your favorite color, your favorite food. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. It's going to be something different. You know, y'all can have a lot in common, but you're going to have something that's different. And, you know, I said that to say, kids, everybody is not the same in school. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's not A students. Everybody is not D students. You know what I'm saying? Like, your favorite subject could be math. Mine could be science. You know, the list goes on and on and on and on and on. Everybody, you know, just because you're not on the dean list doesn't mean that you're not successful. You know what I'm saying? Like, the dean list is not for everybody. You know, the same way, you know, being bad is not for everybody. You know what I'm saying? It's a mix. It could be an in-between. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has a different story. Everybody has a different angle. And, you know, as long as it's positive, as long as the outcome is positive, that's all that really matters. Now, you know, my son, you know, he all throughout school, you know, AB honor roll, you know, he's a guy that likes to, you know, he can turn it on and off. You know, a lot of people, some people are different. Some people can cruise the whole time. Some people could, like, you know, lay off here and come back here, and, you know, everybody has a different approach. Some people, you know, they go to school, they're going to do what they got to do. Some people go to school, they're going to get all they can get and more. You know what I'm saying? I want all you got to offer. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do extra credit. I'm going to do extra work. I'm going to go above and beyond. Neither one is bad. If you want to go to school and do what you got to do, that's good. If you want to go above and beyond and get everything you can out of the system, that's good too. It's not really up to me and you to judge somebody because they do things a certain way that we wouldn't necessarily do it. They do things a way that we wouldn't do. Everybody has their own style. What works for me may not work for you. You know what I'm saying? We have to keep that in mind. You know, that's one of the mistakes that we make, and it's a big mistake. You know, if you try to, you know, get your kid to be you, or do things the way you would do it, that's wrong. You know what I'm saying? He would never be you. You know what I'm saying? He could have the most positive story in the world. He still won't be you. You know what I mean? Now, you know, My son, Jason, and my daughter, Aaliyah, are two different people. One is a girl, one is a boy, obviously. You know what I'm saying? But they different in that, you know, my daughter is just going to coast. You know what I'm saying? And it's like nothing you can say. Like, when it comes down to schoolwork and everything, she got it. You ain't really, you know, you just, you know, she'll have, you know, some questions here and there. You know, she'll get your opinion. And, you know, you might have to do some samples and stuff like that. Everybody needs help. You know what I'm saying? Everybody did. But for the most part, you know, she just coasts. You know what I'm saying? Like, it comes like that. With my son, it has been a success. But, you know, he doesn't necessarily, like, coast. And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Like I said, AB on a roll. Like, you know what I mean? Don't get it twisted. I ain't saying, you know, nothing, you know, no trouble. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong or nothing like that. This is all positive. Nothing negative. Like, you know what I'm saying? AB on a roll. Everything. Passing everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, extra activities, basketball team. Like I said, going to college, everything. But him and my daughter are different, which is nothing wrong with that. But because, you know, he's different and he doesn't necessarily coast to coast without any, I don't want to say the wrong thing, without a hiccup, some people may have questions about that because they, you know, because they try to compare, you know, because they're not, you know, they're not the same. So, you know, some people may have doubts and stuff like that. You know, there might have been times where I got some calls, you know, saying, you know, you might need to look at this, or, you know what I'm saying, he might need help in that. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, they're, you know what I mean? He's a boy. You know what I'm saying? He's a man. He's a young man. You know what I'm saying? So we all know, like, situations are going to happen. Everything is not going to be peaches and cream and stuff like that. So some people had some antennas up. You know, their antennas up. Some people have reservations and stuff like that. So, you know, they would tell me, you know, hey, man, you know, you need to get on. You know, you need to watch this. You need to do this. You need to do that. You know, some people, like, you know, may even panic. You know, when I say some people, I'm talking about these are family members. You know, these are people that know him. These are people that's close to him. And also, one of the things that are different about going to school compared to when back in the day when I went to school, you know, we got our report card back in the day. Your report card was your report card. You know what I'm saying? Whatever your report card said, pretty much, that was it. I'm not saying that it can't be no mistake, but pretty much it was close to accurate. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe if something got left out, like, you can go and talk to the teacher and things will be worked out, you know, that kind of way. But pretty much it was, you know, close to being accurate. In the schoolhouse today, everything is digital. Everything is computer-based. Everything is laptop. You know, they're going away from papers. They're going away from, you know, word of mouth, you know, written report cards and stuff like that. Everything is digital, right? Which is great. The thing with digital is everything is not 100%. You know, computers and technology makes mistakes too. You know what I'm saying? The thing with technology, sometimes things might not be updated, you know, up to date at the moment. You know, things will get updated, but certain systems are not up to the minute updated. Like, for example, like, if something just happened 2 minutes ago and you go and check, if I got 100 on a test right now and you go and check 5 minutes later, or maybe even that same day, that score that you see on the, you know, my score that you see on my report card might not reflect that, you know what I'm saying, right then and there. It might not show until the next day or the day after that, you know what I mean? It just depends. Every system is different, you know what I mean? But it's not right there at the minute. And if some people, if they don't really know about technology, like a lot of people my age and older don't, you know, they stuck in their way. You know what I mean? They used to write stuff out. That's how they want to do now. They're not with the laptop. They're not with the iPad. You know what I'm saying? And they never will be. So a lot of people don't get how that score wasn't added yet. Or, you know, this wasn't, you know, included. You know, this teacher ain't put this in yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, you still have to, it's still work that have to be done. It's not because it's a computer. Oh, it's automatically go pop up. No, it doesn't work that way. I say that to say that there's people that had questions at a time where certain things wasn't updated on the computer, on the school app. There's people that had questions at a time, for example, like if you're sick, you know, or if you miss a day or two for a good reason and you had a test that day, it automatically goes in the thing as a zero. It doesn't mean that you got a zero on the test. It's just, you know, you were sick that day. And you can make that, you know, absolutely, of course, you can make that up as soon as you're able and well, you know, to go back to school. But again, if you don't know that and you go look at the score or you go look at the grade, you're going to assume that this is, you know, this test or this class is that grade. Again, you got to know these things. You know what I'm saying? You have to know these things. Even though they have the app, there's an old way to do things, and this old way, it'll never be played out. And it'll always be the best thing that you could do. This thing that I'm talking about is always better than any computer. It's better than any laptop. It's better than any gadget, Bluetooth device, headphones, whatever, man. It's better than all that. And it'll never go old. And you know what that is? It's called talking and communicating with somebody. None of that computer stuff is better than actually talking to a teacher and having the teacher actually tell you out of her mouth, like, what's going on. You know, like, if I have a conversation with the teacher and the teacher, you know, knows that I was out this day because I was sick and it could be made up, that's more valuable to me than looking to see what's on the app that probably hasn't been updated yet, or an app that doesn't tell the whole story. You know, it's good to go to be in with the new, because I believe in that too. But certain old stuff should never get played out, and certain old things should never get disqualified. You know what I'm saying? I believe in that. Certain things should never go away. And I mean, communicating is one of them. I mean, you know, I don't care how many Bluetooth devices you have. Like, actually talking to somebody is, you know what I mean, that's top notch. That can't be beat. So, you know, there were some reservations throughout the school year on certain things and stuff like that. And these things were, you know, brought to my attention. And what I did was, I communicated. I did exactly what I just told you people should do, and that's communicate. I have a relationship, you know, with my kids. You know, I always did before they went to high school, before they went to middle school. And this, the week before, You know, last week I had a conversation with somebody and they said, you know, somebody was trying to be, you know, their kid's friend. And they were like frowning upon that. They actually said, you know, the parent was trying to be the kid's friend instead of being, you know, a dad. And we gonna get into that too. That's another one. Man, I got so much content for y'all. It's ridiculous, man. Y'all in for the long ride, man. We gonna be entertained, man. We going deep. We going deep into it. We definitely going deep into it. That's for another show. But you can't be one or the other in that situation. You can't be a friend and not, you know, you can't be a friend to them and not a parent. And you can't be a parent and not be a friend. Has to be both. And I'm not going to go too deep into that because, like I said, that's another episode, man, that we will go deep into. You have to have a friendship because you have to build that trust. You have to build that trust to be able to communicate. And that's what I had, you know, with both of mine. And that's what I have with all my Vision for Kids, you know, my entire organization too, my basketball team, everybody. That's important. And once you have that, you know, they'll be willing to talk to you. They'll be open to talk to you because they know you are accessible. They know that you're willing to do that. You're understanding, you know what I'm saying? And you know what's going on in today's world. You know both. You know when you grew up and you know when they grow up. You know, times are different. You know, you're able to vibe with both, if that makes sense. So I would, you know, any questions anybody had in the family or whatever, I would go to my son. Hey, man, you know, what's up with this? You know, what's going on with this? What's going on with that? Oh, he would tell me. Man, you know, that's the time I was sick. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'd make that up. I already told to the teacher. Oh, okay, yeah. This? Oh, yeah, I told to the teacher. All right, man, already. That's cool. That's good to go. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. Now, I know what you mean. I know what you're saying. You know, kids don't always tell the truth. But in my situation, you know, I made a deal. You know, I'm the type of parent that, you know, I know what I do for the kids. I know what I bring to the table. And I tell them, like, what I want in return. Yo, you know, if you need something or this, that, and the third, I'm always there, right? I deliver, right? So, hey, man, I expect this. You know what I'm saying? Or I should never hear about that. You know what I'm saying? I do all this, and you make sure I don't hear this or get calls about this. Or this shouldn't be a problem with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I made a deal. That deal was accepted. You know what I'm saying? And that deal is, like, going to remain, like, even after they get out of school, even after they be at adults, man. You know what I'm saying? If you know that I love you and I respect you and I did all this and I contributed to your success and I gave you this to make it happen and I did this and I did that and, you know, I did all I can. Hey, you know what I'm saying? If you know I did that and that's the way you feel, I shouldn't have a problem, you know, being able to get what I want. You know what I'm saying? That's how we did that. You know what I'm saying? And I believe that's a good method, man. You know what I'm saying? There's others out there. That's not the only way, but that's a good way to do things. And throughout the whole school year, you know what I'm saying? Regardless of what happened, I never flinched. I never had to look back. I never had any doubts. You know what I'm saying? And it's because I believe in myself. And I believe in my system. I believe in the system that I run. When I'm a coach on the basketball team, Dream Elite, I believe in my team. I believe in the system that I run. I believe in the offense. I believe in the defense. I don't have any doubts. I believe in myself. This is what everybody should do. This is what everybody should feel like when they get into anything that they do. You should feel like you're the best at it. if you don't feel this way, you're missing out. All of his years of going to school, you know, from day one, you know, there's been times where, you know, he might have gotten in trouble. Every day didn't go as planned. But that's a part of life, though. You know, everything I do don't go according to plan. You know, according to plan. You might have a problem at work that you didn't expect. You know, you might have a problem at home that you didn't expect. You might have to pay for something that you didn't see coming. It's a part of life. You can't just like flip or get nervous at a sign of trouble or if something didn't go your way. In all actuality, it should make you stronger, man. It should make you stronger. You have to believe in yourself. You have to stay the course, and you have to be consistent. And if you do that, everything is going to be fine. Now, when I look back, he graduated high school, had a great time at the prom. I mean, you can go on Instagram, you know what I'm saying, Jason Slack, you know, hoop with Jay, and look at his Instagram and see the pictures there. You know, from the prom, you know, he had a graduation. Got accepted to several colleges along the way. You know, as I announced early, you know, our last episode before we went on vacation, you know, he'll be attending, you know, New Hope Collegiate. And, you know, he'll be playing basketball for that program. That's a wonderful thing. And I just found out a week ago that he's getting ready to start a clothing line already. You see what I'm saying? See how God work? See how God, you know what I mean? You see how God work? Now, all you have to do is just believe in yourself, man. You know what I mean? Once you got your system, nothing should get in the way of that. You know, my son came up to me one day and he asked me, he said, "How are you able to do it, man? How do you react or how do you take it when, you know, you have doubters or when you have somebody that say you can't do something? You know, how do you, like, so smooth, calm and collected about it?" And I told him, you know, my answer shocked him when I said it. I said, "What do you mean how I do it? How I react?" I said, "There's really like no reaction at all, man. I need that. I need the doubters. You know what I'm saying? I need the hate, because that's how I got to where I am today. That's exactly how I got where I am today. If when you have somebody that doubts you or somebody that don't like you, that normally means that you're doing something good. Not all the time. You know what I'm saying? I got to throw that out there because there's always exceptions. But I mean, like, in business. You know what I'm saying? I mean, in business and stuff like that. That means you're doing something good. That means you're a threat to them. That means that they're looking at you. You're taking notice. They're taking notice. That's what I want them to do. I don't want to do something and have nobody watch or have nobody notice. I don't want people to not have opinions. You have an opinion, that means you notice what I'm doing. I want people to have an opinion about the Slackers Talk podcast. That means you listen to it. You know, I keep it real here on the Slackers Talk podcast. You know, I got my GED in high school. There's people that said, you know, I would never write no movie. You know what I'm saying? They laughed when I said I wanted to write movies. What happened? You can go on YouTube and you can see my movie. there's people that laugh when I said I had an office. And the person that said that is a relative. Man, I got monitors everywhere in my office, man. Matter of fact, he was the first person I sent the picture to. I need that. I need that hate. I need that. I need that inspiration. I need that fuel to my fire. I need that. I need that. Plus, when you have like 100%, you know, confidence in someone else, and that person sees, well, that person, that same person has other people doubting them. When that person makes it to where they want to go, they'll appreciate you more. They'll have more respect for you. They'll come up to you and be like, you was that dude that believed in me and never looked back. Man, I love that. I love that feeling. They never forget that. They never forget that. Lady in my building, you know, 40 projects. You know, she let me use her apartment. You know what I'm saying? To film my trailer for the movie Raw. She believed in me. She said, I'm not standing in the way of that greatness. You know what I'm saying? Everybody needs that push. Everybody needs somebody to believe in them. Everybody needs some doubters. You know? And my son is doing his thing. You know, you'll see him on the Slackers Talk podcast coming up soon to promote his new clothing line. You probably already have, you know, see him talking about it on Instagram and on social media. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of other things coming up. And everything is all positive, man. Everything will always work out. You just got to believe in yourself, stay the course, and don't let nobody interfere in your plan. You know what I mean? Don't never let nobody interfere in your plan and cast doubt on your beliefs. You do that, you know what I'm saying? You halfway in the game. Me, if you ever ask me about haters and doubters and anything like that, I'm going to tell you, you know, you're going to be shocked by my answer. But I need that. I need that. The doubters are the reason why I just had this great episode here on the Slackers Talk podcast. You just enjoy, you know, your accomplishments. You know, you don't get upset by it. You don't get upset by it. If, you know, they actually come around after you have reached the promised land and you have, like, achieved whatever it is that they have doubts about, if they're around, yo, just tell them, you know. Don't tell them, you know, ask them. Ask them, do they know a wrestler by the name of Roman Reigns? And if they say yeah, well, then you know what happens next. They should acknowledge you. Once again, congratulations to all my Vision for Kids members out there that had birthdays, and all my members out there that graduated, and all the kids that graduated, period. I acknowledge you. This has been an episode of the Slackers Talk podcast, aka the Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. I believe in myself. I always have believed in myself. I hope you believe in yourself, which I know you do. And we're going to be back again next week to rock out some more. Peace.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk podcast, aka the Talk of the Town Now. Find out what's going to happen next.